And we check sports, and we start off with Mike Conzi, and we're going to do some quick picks because he's got to get out the door. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. We're doing college, right?
We're doing college. Well, what games?
College is different because you got a million games to pick.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I'm going to let you pick the games, and I'll follow along with your lead so we go head on head.
All right. You can't go the other side of these games. You can't.
Well, we'll see.
My picks are Georgia over South Carolina, Michigan over UConn, and Clemson over Louisiana Tech.
Okay.
You can't go the other side of those.
No, you can't. All right. So, well, very quickly, let's take a look what we got here. Oh, gosh.
I mean, you can go on the same ones. It don't matter.
No. Why don't we let's see. Florida State is taking on Louisville.
Yeah, that's tonight, right?
Yep.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. I'll take Florida State on that one.
All right.
What else we have here? UConn, Michigan. That's a no-brainer. I won't take that one, though. I'll take Baylor over Texas State.
All right.
And I'll take Cincinnati over Miami.
Oof. Okay.
So we'll see. When we do the picks for racing, we'll see how we make out.
All right. You want to talk about something else real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Three things. Number one, every baseball player should be getting tested for juice every week, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he is, I'm not saying he isn't, but I think every baseball player needs to get tested for juice every week to make sure things like Judge is doing is on the up and up.
All right.
Number two, Yankee fans are going all giddy all over themselves about Aaron Judge. What's the point of a baseball season? Is it for somebody to win an MVP or to win a championship?
Yep.
It seems to me like a lot of Yankee fans have lost focus on what's going on.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
I mean, yeah, Judge is having a fantastic year. I'm not saying he's cheating, but some people will. But the point of baseball is to win a world championship.
And he
MVP is great.
And he has said the same over and over. His last
to his credit, I give him all the credit in the world. But it's the people that have lost their focus.
Yeah. It's he says he'd much rather be a 300 hitter and drive in a lot more runs and win a championship.
Yep. I mean, to me, the biggest story of the Yankees this year isn't Aaron Judge. It's them trading Montgomery to the Cardinals. That's been the biggest mistake that the Yankees have made in I don't know how long.
Yeah. But let's put it this way. The Yankees have rebounded from that horrible stretch, but that's because the American League East is a very competitive division. But that doesn't mean it's a competitive division out of its division.
All I know is the Astros beat them all.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And they're standing on top of the hill.
Yeah.
And if you go a few short miles over into the other borough, the Mets just got swept by the Cubs.
Yeah.
DeGrom got beat. I mean, they're crying about a play where a runner got hit by a ball. They didn't lose the game because of that. The Mets lost games to Washington, Pittsburgh, all the Marlins, and the Cubs. Four bottom feeders.
Yeah.
The Mets have big problems going on. They don't want to face it. They're just lucky that the Braves were on this West Coast trip and ran into the Mariners, who are a very good team. And they were 1-1 against the Giants until they played yesterday, and they ran into Carlos Rendon, who I think is the best pitcher in the National League. The Mets play the Braves three games in the second to last series of the season. It's going to come down to that. And if the Mets keep losing the bottom feeders, they're going to lose first place. And they're going to Pittsburgh this week, and Pittsburgh very quietly has become very hot. It's going to be interesting to see what the Mets do against Pittsburgh this weekend.
Yeah, no, you're right, and you're right about what Aaron Judge. I mean, hey, I'm happy for the guy. The guy's bet on himself, and he's having a great year, and he's got incredible amounts of RBI. But he's managed to keep his composure, and he's managed to say the right things, which is, hey, 61, fine. I'd like to win. I'd like to win a championship, and I would like to hit for a higher average in the 300s and knock in runs to win games.
And here's the thing. The Yankees didn't pay him in the beginning of the year. Now he's having this breakout season. the Yankees have to make a decision because there's going to be a lot of money waved in front of Aaron Judge. Are they going to overpay to keep him? This is the first year in 5 years he's played a full season.
Yep.
They got a decision to make.
Yeah.
The decision they make might not be the fan favorite, but it might be the right decision to make. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
It is. He's. I tell you what, three best stories in baseball that I've been following. Judge, Albert Pujols.
Oh yeah,
Albert Pujols is amazing. His home runs he's hitting, and the 8-game streak that Mike Trout had. All players who presumably we think are not under steroids, all having a major impact and keeping interest alive in baseball.
Pujols is the biggest story. I mean, yeah. He's been basically dead for 2 years.
Yeah,
and he's turned it on big time for the Cardinals, and he's in his quest to get in the 700 home runs under a legit. Career.
Yep.
And not only that, he solidified the Cardinals in first place in the Central Division. I think they're 8 games ahead of the Braves now.
Yep, I've been talking
and
about him.
That whole team is different than they were 3 months ago.
Yeah, he's a big story. Big story.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the three big stories of the year.
As far as I'm concerned, they are anyway.
No, I agree.
All right there, Mike. We'll check with you tomorrow.
You got it. We'll see what kind of horse racing we could scrape up at this Belmont at Aqueduct meet.
All right, take care.
Have a good one.
Mike Cossey this morning on sports, and we basically talked about what I was going to talk about in sports anyway, and that was what's going on. So that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.